Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free. Okay, free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro. Show, they got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz, Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit gon' be televised. Black power, be scared guys, that be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free. Okay, Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
You have the emergence in human society of this thing that's called the state. What is the state? The state is this organized bureaucracy. It is the police department. It is the army, the navy. It is the prison system, the courts, and what have you. This is the state. It is a repressive organization. But the state, and you, well, you know, you've got to have the police, because if there were no police, look at what you'd be doing to yourselves. You'd be killing each other if there were no police. But the reality is, the police become necessary in human society. Only at that juncture in human society, where it is split between those who have and those who ain't got.
I saw a mama talk. Tell at the precinct, you know how we think. Organize the hood under our chain,
banners. Red, black, and green instead of gang bandanas. FBI spying on us through the radio antennas. And I'm hitting cameras in the street like watching society. With no respect for the people's right to privacy. I take a slug for the cause like Huey P. While all you fake niggas try to copy Master P. I wanna be free to live, able to have what I need to live. Bring the power back to the street where the people live. We sick of working for crumbs and filling up the prisons. Dying over money and relying on religion for help. We do for self like ants in a colony. Organizing wealth into a socialist economy. A way of life based off the common need. And all my comrades is ready, we just spreading the seed.
Shout out to black male, live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate?
No more bondage, no more political monsters, no more secret space launches. Government department started it in the projects, material objects, thousands up in the closets. Could have been invested in the future for my comrades. Battle contacts, primitive weapons out in combat. Many never come back, pretty niggas be running with gas. Rather get shot in they back than fire back. We tired of that, corporations hiring blacks. Denying the facts, exploiting us all over the map. That's why I write the shit I write in my rap. It's documented, I meant it. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathe in it. It's more than just fucking believing it. I'm holding in ones, rolling up my sleeves and shit. It's C-Lo for push-ups now. Many headed for one conclusion. Niggas ain't ready for revolution.
The average black male, live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate? We living in a police state.
Young black. don't scare Negroes today with no badge or no white skin or no white sheet or no white anything else. The police the same way. They put their club upside your head and then turn around and accuse you of attacking them. Every case of police brutality against a Negro follows the same pattern. They attack you, bust you all upside your mouth, and then take you to court and charge you with assault. What kind of democracy is that? What kind of freedom is that? What kind of social or political system is it when a black man has no voice in court, has no nothing on his side other than what the white man chooses to give him? My brothers and sisters, we have to put a stop to this. And it will never be stopped until we stop it ourselves. They attack the victim. And then the criminal who attacked the victim accuses the victim of attacking him. This is American justice. This is American democracy. And those of you who are familiar with it know that in America, democracy is hypocrisy. Now, if I'm wrong, put me in jail. But if you can't prove that if democracy is not hypocrisy, then don't put your hands on me.
Here we are. Here we are. Right here is for the people.
That's dumbest, can't read the language of Egyptian mummies, on a flag or a moon, and can't find food for the starving dummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But there's the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee, them a make big money. This is how the media pillages, on TV the picture is, savages the villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a coffee pants and all of a sudden you are there in Indiana Jones. And I keep out the gold and keep out the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzi I've ever seen and ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see and it's all that we'll ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like we'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast but the way them a go flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic line is where them two can defeat and them could have never clown. A spiritual DNA that's sent in my soul and I will forever own, Lord.
Yeah. Savali. Patience. What the old folks told me. Can you get with that? Discovering a world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhyme. Gets no realer.
We born not knowing, are we born knowing all? We growing wiser, are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flooded, you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again, everybody would have thought lost. The average man can't prove of most of the things that he chooses to speak of. And still run research and find out the root of the truth that you seek of. Gotta teach in universities and claim like they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose starts running. And the rich get fixed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can you resign? Can you restart? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you and you milk cows, even though you drive cars. Can you survive against all odds now?
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers. People that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. Be patient. For now. Who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it and try it. No matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruining. Trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson. Watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. I'm fearless, I'm fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. It's like a military soldier, since 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Stay. To all the wisdom and knowledge seekers of the world. Savali. Patience. Yeah.
Black power, black power, black power family. Welcome to the New Black Panther Party Radio here on the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We do this live radio broadcast every night. You are live with us. Welcome, Black Power, Black Power. New Black Panther Party Radio, powered by the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. You're live here tonight with your host, Brother Katib Sadiq, National Chief of Staff. We have a powerful broadcast here tonight, as we do every night. We welcome you here on day 538. That they just keep coming, family, and you keep coming back to this broadcast, and we're going to keep telling the truth. But the whole purpose of this broadcast, of course, is the participation of our Black Nation. You're live with us here tonight. If throughout the broadcast you have any questions, any comments, any statements you want to make, this is your broadcast, Black man, your broadcast, Black woman, even bring the children. It's times of war. We're going to talk that war talk. But this is our broadcast. So if you press the number one, we will put you live right here tonight in the queue with the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, day 538. The apocalypse is now. That has been the title of our broadcast for the last 138 days. And we've proven it every night. And we will continue to do that here tonight as we continue to expose the lies and deceptions that this criminal regime and the goddamn white man continues to put onto our people. We say to everybody listening live on this broadcast, it is time for us to stand up and take accountability. It's time for us to stand up and defend ourselves against this wicked white man and this criminal enterprise in America. Organize and mobilize the masses of our people. Organize and mobilize ourselves. Prepare to be living in a time of war as we are living in today. We say that here in the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, not only do we continue to train and prepare ourselves as militants, always engaged in the war for the hearts and minds of the African people, but at the same time, we're always providing community services and programs to our people as it is necessary to gain and retain the hearts and minds of the masses as we increase our morale in this battle, these battles In this war for our freedom and independence, we say it's time to mobilize. Why not join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense tonight by visiting our national website, mbpp.org. Join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. All of our comrades listening from all across the nation, the new Black Panther Party National Center Committee, Black Power, new Black Panther Party officers and members across the nation, we say to you tonight, this is your broadcast. Press the number one. We love you, comrades. We don't care where you are listening from. Of course, we care, but you know what we're saying. It doesn't matter where you are listening from. It doesn't matter if you're listening from Africa or somewhere in Namibia or somewhere in Nigeria or Kenya or South Africa or Zambia. If you're listening in Morocco, if you're listening in Madagascar, you can be listening from up the block. We want to hear what you have to say here tonight. We welcome you to New Black Panther Party Radio. Family, as we start this broadcast here tonight, we want to remind ourselves how important it is that we continue to work and collective work and responsibility and cooperative economics. And there's so much going on in our nation. And of course, living in a capitalist enterprise, we know that everything we do, it comes with a profit to this criminal enterprise. But when we are militant and thinking, always engaged in the war for the hearts and minds of our people, we are able to use key spiritual foreground and things that have come from our great ancestors. And we give thanks to all those who have come in the great line and divine. And we are so grateful to be the original people of the almighty, wise God creator. We are the original people of the whole earth. We are those who built the heart and foundation of all that is civilization. We balance the empires and dynasties across the earth family. We must work together as we have done in the past to build economic stability within our nations and start with supporting those who support us. Here in the new Black Panther Party, you can donate. You can support the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We appeal to the hearts and minds of our people. You can do it through Cash App, $Black Power Dollar. There is so much we can do economically again as a nation. Constant attacks launched against our people. Tonight, we want to start off our broadcast by playing a clip of Dr. Abdul Aleem Muhammad from a show he does called The 19th Element with the brother of a media operation on the internet. It's Kalfani Radio. Dr. Aleem does this show called The 19th Element. We want to play a clip from The 19th Element on this broadcast as we start off. Dr. Aleem Abdul Muhammad, he is going to get into some information on this super spreader activity going on with vaccinated folks, and he's going to give an update on his website and the status of ordering Paxlovid from draaleem.com. We'll come back to this broadcast with clear information on what we are dealing with, and we will continue to inspire you to stand up. So let's hear from Dr. Abdul Aleem Muhammad on this broadcast as we start our Black Power Family.
Percentage of vaccinated people contracting the Delta variant?
Okay, well, I'm glad he asked that question, you know, because there's a lot in that question. And that is the question, and related questions are the questions that are on everybody's mind.
Yes, sir.
And my answer to it actually is to step back from the question. Take in the whole context of what we are talking about and take into consideration everything that we actually know for sure. The one thing we know for sure, that nobody has ever been able to present material evidence that there actually is a COVID-19 virus. That was dramatically found out a couple of weeks ago in Alberta, Canada, in a court case where the defendant asked the prosecutor, okay, to back up your mandate that says I have to put on a mask and be tested and all the rest of it, show the material evidence that a virus actually exists. he found himself in court with the Queen of England.
Mm.
But even Her Majesty the Queen could not present any evidence that there actually is a COVID-19 virus. Now, in the same week, when the COVID-19 PCR test came up for approval before the FDA, it failed approval. It was not approved. It was not approved for the same reason that the man won the case in court. The FDA says, where is your reference sample by which you calibrated the PCR test that's been in use since the beginning of this pandemic? Long story short, they had to admit that they did not have a reference sample of the COVID-19 virus. They used a substitute. Since they didn't have a reference sample of the COVID-19 virus, what they did instead, they just used a common cold virus and mixed it with human cells. So what does that mean? It means the test is totally fake. It means that every COVID-19 positive diagnosis, and that's hundreds of millions of cases, all of them that were diagnosed with COVID-19, all that was really diagnosed was that at some point in their lifetime, they had the common cold. Now, how is that possible? It's possible because the common cold virus is a coronavirus. So now, which one of us had never had the common cold? Now, if you run the PCR test over enough cycles, you shouldn't run it past 20, even for research purposes. But in order to get a positive COVID test, so-called, they were running it 30 cycles, 40 cycles, 50 cycles.
Wow.
And of course, that just gives you bogus results. So the good news is that everybody who was told that they have COVID-19, actually all you really had was the common cold.
Hmm.
And of course, the common cold can make you sick. And some people die from the common cold every year. Most people are not aware of the fact that every year, on a light year, you might have 30,000 people who die from the common cold or influenza. On a heavy epidemic year, say a heavy flu season, you might have upwards of 60,000, 70,000 people who die from influenza every year.
Wow.
So what in 2020 was, they took all of the deaths, no matter from what cause, and they called it a COVID-19 death.
Mm.
Recently, the spokesman for the Department of Health and Human Services made a public statement that even if the person had a known diagnosis that killed them, they were listed as a COVID case if they had a positive test.
Mm.
And as just explained, they always had a positive test.
Mm.
So the test is fake. So now, to get to the question, if the test for the original virus is fake and no virus has ever been presented as material evidence, how in the world could they be talking about a test to detect a variant of the original virus that they never proved existed, and that they didn't have a test to prove that it existed if it did exist?
Mm.
Now they're talking about you have a variant of that.
Mm.
So what is the variant of something that does not exist? This is nothing. Mm. It's all made up. These are fairy tales. And the sooner that we who wish to be considered adults stop believing in fairy tales being told to us by liars, scientific liars, they're practicing a form of witchcraft. Look up the word pharmacy, pharmaceutical, pharmacist.
That's right.
In a good dictionary, you'll see that it's derived from a Greek root word, pharmakia. The original definition as translated into the Bible says that pharmakia means witchcraft,
black medicine.
And that the practice of pharmacists or pharmacy is to produce potions to put people into trances, to cast the magic spells. Well, I mean, that all sounds so old-fashioned, archaic, obscure, esoteric. But what do you think Hollywood is? Hollywood is what you make a magic wand with.
What
comes out of Hollywood, California? Vision,
yes,
magic,
yes,
concentration, you know, public hallucinations, if you will, that put people into a trance. How you view a movie, you go into a dark room where there's no distraction. Go look up the instructions that hypnotists follow. Put the person into a dark, quiet room with very low lighting, and then begin, you know, the trance. And then that's what happens in a movie theater. That's what happens with television. It puts you into a trance. Television is time to bring you to a moment of anxiety and then a release. Anxiety and release, and it goes on a cycle. Like every 3 minutes, you're at a peak of excitement, anticipation, and then release.
Hey, Doc, I got another one.
Hypnotized for, as you are in the trance, watching television or a movie, you're being hypnotized and conditioned to accept violence and ignorance and all of the sins as normal. And you're being invited vicariously, and sometimes not so vicariously, to participate in activity that otherwise you would never even know about.
Mm-mm.
Like such evil, fair-seeming. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, back in the day when I came in the Nation of Islam, we couldn't watch television. We couldn't go to the movies. He said, you can't invite the devil into your home.
Wow.
Maybe you can see through the trick. Maybe you can, but your children can't. The little baby in the crib can.
Black power, black power, family, black power. All right. So right when we start off this broadcast, we play Dr. Abdul Ali Muhammad. You know, on the 19th element, he does this broadcast, the Brother Kalfani of Kalfani Radio on YouTube. And we should definitely listen to these series as we play Dr. Abdul Ali Muhammad when he talks about the Pax Immune, and that's how we came into the information along with our research as well. And every time we've done this broadcast, we see it seems to have come upon more and more research, more evidence, more weapons politically for the benefit of political education, for the benefit of information for the defense of our people, because as a nation, we're being lied to, being attacked. You know, every aspect of this COVID-19 has been a lie. From the origin of it, we hear now the existence of it, the aspects of the test, the testing in general, the different institutions that are involved in this scheme. As we continue to prove, family, these are institutions that have historically carried out these wicked crimes. And maybe for some, it's only now that it's just coming out. But we have to be clear that we are dealing with a people who historically have been nothing but evil. As explained in that clip we just played of Dr. Abdul Ali Muhammad, we have to listen to what these people are saying. They are lies, but they represent the force behind this wicked scheme and this plot of this COVID-19 and all of the other attacks that are launched against our nation. And we say that because it is information, false information, disinformation, flat out lies that are put out. That's what they're playing on the news. That's what most of us are talking back and forth to one another about. Disinformation. There's a lot of disinformation out. There are attacks that are being launched against those who are bringing the truth. That's why we must back and support, and we must push this information. It's one thing, yes, we do this show every night, but where is the constant, continuous push of the show after it is done? We should be pushing this information day in and day out and intertwine the broadcast in the matrix on the damn social media. We have to push the information that is the truth. Many of us will put the false information or argue back forth and one and the other on the ignorance that these goddamn devils have saying ever since this has come out. Now we're seeing that, you know, nationally and globally, these people are being caught flat out in these lies, and we've been the ones catching them. We'll say it. We can say it honestly. We have been the ones catching them in their lies. We talked about last night the historical or some historical aspects of the vaccine, forced vaccines, and how they mirror with the National Institute of Health, these you know, cracker Jew scientists who work, you know, to build these vaccines and still do today. They still do today. We looked at the historical aspects. Now you see Biden, he's saying he's pushing America in general, the whole damn wicked white nation. They're saying that they want to launch an investigation into China. China's saying, well, the investigation's in America. And America's saying the investigation should be in China. But we have identified both of them as being war criminals in a time of continued ethnic cleansing and genocide against our people. They cannot escape from these crimes. And as we continue to put this information on the record, we have to push and propagate the information ourselves. We know that we don't have no damn big budget funding going on here. Poor righteous teachers, poor and not in that way, family, rich in a powerful, spiritual, physical, cultural essence that has created a whole, not created, but even brought back to us a strong warrior's political perspective. And every night we intend to give that perspective as we've seen these nations going back and forth. We're able to identify these lies that they have told as well. We look at how China says, well, if you want to bring an investigation to China, why don't you, they told America, well, why don't you go and look at the United States or the Fort Detrick, Maryland of the United Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Disease. The place is called the United States Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Disease, and it is located at Fort Detrick in Maryland. So that's what the Chinese said to the Americans. And the American says, hell no, you ain't coming to Fort Detrick, right? And now they're at odds. Now they're at a standoff. We've seen as American troops have begun to leave Afghanistan for whatever truth it is in that or whatever we have seen. We can look with our own eyes and tell and make the decision for ourselves. We see the downpouring of absolute dissatisfaction among the whites of the nation, the Democrats, the Republicans. They all going against Biden because they said he didn't do a good job in bringing them folks back from a war they should have never been there in the beginning. And we will make sure that we talk about the decline of the dollar as we learn from the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and what that meant and how the fall and collapse of this goddamn white man being all over the world, sucking and usurping the resources out of the earth, is bringing only a fraction of the fall upon this nation, which only brings the rise of our nation. So we don't fear that, but it is only a fraction of what is bringing about the destruction of this nation. In an article printed on globaltimes.cn, which is a Chinese news site, it's by Huang Lanian. I know I didn't say it right. And Lili Source Global Times, it was published May 29th of last year. This article reads how the Trump administration seemed to turn a blind eye to growing international appeals for an investigation into an infectious disease research lab under the United States Army, which once again shows its irresponsibility and arrogance on the COVID-19 pandemic. The report goes on to talk about, again, to identify the United States Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Disease at Fort Detrick, Maryland. An article talks about how it's causing wide anger for its reopening in April of 2020, regardless of the U.S. and global citizens' opposition after months of shutdown from reported structural defects. Now, we're going to stop right there because we talked about last night, then the night before that, we played the whistleblower, the Dr. Judy Mikovits, and she talked about how Fort Detrick was shut down. This article that was coming out of the Global Times in China talks about how in April of 2020, there was outcry on the reopening of this Fort Detrick being reopened and after it was reported being shut down for structural defects. And, of course, when we heard the lady that we played, she talked about the leaking and how different diseases and different pathogens and, different viruses have been leaked out of Fort Detrick. But it gets deeper, family. It's more horrific than we can really imagine sometimes. But really, it shouldn't take that much imagination based on how we have been treated by these people. But again, it is very disturbing when we know what happens at this Fort Detrick Medical Research Laboratory, the Bioresearch Laboratory of the United States Army Medical Research. So we look at it, and it says that public doubts the possible link between the institute as a series of deadly outbreaks in the country, including the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, that is evasive, ostrich-like attitude toward the rising voices calling for the facility's investigation while slandering the laboratory in China and China's Wuhan city for originating the coronavirus. Now, again, this is Chinese. They're writing this about America. We see the inflammatory statements, the temperature is rising. But what we also can identify is we see that in there going back and forth and in them going, America's news sources are revealing China's involvement, and the Chinese news sources are revealing America's involvement. Both of them are criminals. But the truth has to be told. We have to look at this, family. So it says then in the article that after all of that, after them being going back at China, after China talked about Fort Detrick and what Fort Detrick has been doing, it says then that only an open, transparent investigation can be a persuasive response for the United States, said the director of the Institute of American Studies at the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences. And then they give a quote saying that the U.S. current attitude reflects its deep-rooted double standard, and that was told by the news source. Now, that's a Chinese nationalist news report. They're going against America. We see that in them doing that, they reveal just a little bit of what has been going on at the biochemical weapons research, biochemical weapons, biochemical compounds, germ research. The article continues on. It says the U.S. largest research center for biochemical weapons has long been enmeshed in scandal. The institute once had shady connections with an unit or organization of the Japanese Imperial Army called Unit 731, something we have to look at. Again, identifying Fort Detrick. We've already identified these people were being involved in the going into Equatorial Africa, going into Africa, bringing Ebola, bringing Zika. Again, this is this Fort Detrick Institute, this biochemical laboratory. And now all of this stuff is coming out. They talk about how the Institute had these connections with this Unit 731, a Japanese Imperial Army unit notorious for its atrocious and lethal chemical experimentation on different people during World War II. Now, these crimes, although committed during World War II, had long been committing these crimes to Africans before, during, after, and right now. These people have been guilty, and that is why as far as you can go back, you see the United States Medical Research Institution in Fort Detrick. You see the Center for Disease Control. You see the National Institute of Health, the American Medical Association, the pharmaceutical companies, the doctors, the lawyers, the pigs, the politicians. All of them are guilty. And now that all of this is coming out, we act as if it's impossible for these things to be possible when we want to really, what we really should say is we may not clearly understand who we're dealing with because these people are devils. And that is the clear and straight truth. We have more time left on this broadcast. Press the number one. We want to hear what you have to say about all this madness here on New Black Panther Party Radio. Beautiful black people, we love our nation. We have to continue to tell this truth and continue to expose and put these criminals right in the front where they want to be. The question is, our mobilization and organization, and the proof will be at least our mobilization and organization and how we deal with these goddamn criminals. Well, they talk about these crimes that were committed during World War II. They also mentioned in 2006 how a petition that asked local senators to take a further look at possible cancer clusters near the institute that got more than 1,400 signs on a U.S. petition website on change.org. There was a resident of the area who talked about how the U.S. Army had reckless practices coming out of, again, the United States Institute, Army Medical Research at Fort Detrick. They have on record how the U.S. Army buried dangerous chemical weapons at Fort Detrick near these folks' homes, over 14,000 people, which he said he made over 2,500 people, including his wife and daughter, and they all died. All these people, they were dying from a rare form of cancer that was caused by the United States Army Medical Research Center at Fort Detrick, who released, and it's the Research Institute of Infectious Disease. It's the United States. You know they're no good. You know that America is no good. You know America is no good because no good happens to us here. What more empirical evidence, like they say? Do we need to continue to see our babies continue to be shot down and murdered in America? And this place is so wicked, it's so criminal that they make everybody else that way. As Dr. Aline was talking about, puts people in the trance. So then you find us doing things to ourselves that we would never do. Have we not been in this situation? But we are, of constant assault against our people. If it's not a murder by gun, if it's not false education that pushes us deeper and deeper into so-called white supremacy, then now you see that they are carrying out what they have done historically with this biological terrorism, biological warfare, this chemical warfare, this germ warfare. It is crimes against humanity, ethnic cleansing, and genocide, and we have to remember this, because these are the crimes that we're putting against these people. They're obviously guilty, obviously. Even when you look at the history, you find, and if you look in today again, you know, then it's supposed to be a research institute. They are researching. It's an institute, but what are they researching? They are researching infectious disease. They ain't researching sociology. They're researching infectious disease. So what else would we expect to go on at these laboratories? Long before they were involved in crimes in World War II, and we'll connect all of it, because it must be the crimes that they conducted in World War II, if they don't want to talk about the crimes that the Germans conducted on black people, medical experimentations that caused the genocide of our people, the same as the Fort Detrick who were involved in the wicked polio vaccination of our people. We're dealing with criminals. Mafioso, it's a biological terrorist mafia. That's what it is. You got to be real about it. It continues on and talks about all these crimes. Talks about how they wrote a paper that was posted in March, and they talk about how a virus, the author of the paper in March of 2020, his Twitter name used is the paper as well, and he talks about, he says that his bet on the virus escaping from the institute was a 50% or higher. Now, why would it be 50% or higher? How Harriet Washington talked about, nobody asked if those being operated on were from plantations in America she said it was just assumed. That's the order of the day, and that is the same as we live today. and we look at it, we continue to see these same institutions, these same institutions. One article in the Baltimore Sun, and this is important, of course, because Baltimore is in Maryland. So an article in the Baltimore Sun, it's called Buried Secrets of Biowarfare, written by Scott Shane, August 4th, 2004. The article reads, for years in total secrecy, they have studied the art of bioterrorism, talking about this medical research institute in Fort Detrick. They designed deadly, silent, biological dart guns. I mean, listen to this. These people, they have deadly biological dart guns and hid them in fountain pens and walking sticks. They crunched lethal bacteria into suit buttons that could be worn unnoticed across borders. They rigged light fixtures in car tailpipes to lose an invisible spray of anthrax. This is for Detroit. They practiced germ attacks in airports and on the New York subway, tracking air currents and calculating the potential death toll. But they weren't a band of Al-Qaeda fanatics, the article reads, or enemies of any kind. It reads they were bio warriors, so-called, in the United States Army Special Operation Division at Fort Detrick from 59 to 69, and we know that they still do the same things today. They talk about how at the height of the Cold War, the division tested the nation's vulnerability to convert germ warfare, and we know then, family, that means that they escalated germ warfare that wouldn't exist if they didn't release these things from the Army Special Operation Division at Fort Detrick. How they devised weapons for secret biological attacks, and the United States would choose when they would mount them. The article talks about how in the biological realm, there is little than any terrorist group that could conduct that could concoct that Fort Detrick's Dirty Tricks Department, as they call it, didn't think up decades ago. They talk about this Special Operation Division known at Fort Detrick by its initials SO. This is the same medical research facility. For those of you that are joining us, we implicate the white man, the American nation, the American criminal enterprise, the American commercial capitalist institution and criminal regime. And we identify China, the capitalist regime over on the Eastern Hemisphere, as being involved in criminal cover-up and being actually involved in scientists working for both nations who have created and released this COVID-19 virus, and furthermore, who have backed this COVID-19 forced inoculation here in America, we could say for certain. They practice, Now, we look at it, and you find that now all these things have happened, but they have all come from testimonies of those who have been involved. The Army has no record. Of course, the existence of this Special Operations Division, it reads, was revealed only 6 years after its shutdown in 75. Sent an investigation into CIA abuses, so now we see the CIA coming into this thing. Now we see why they work so violently to try to stop us from saying the things that we say and do the things we do, because these monitoring police departments and monitoring state information agencies like the CIA are also involved in crimes of ethnic cleansing and genocide against our nation. The article continues. It talks about how senators wanted to know why the CIA had retained a lethal stock of shellfish toxin and cobra venom after Richard Nixon's racist ass in 1969 ordered to destroy all biological weapon stocks. And we know after the fact now that that clearly did not happen. They found the poisons had come from the Special Operations Division under a CIA Army project code name MK Naomi. But look up the CIA Army project code name MK Naomi, and you'll find out more about that wicked plot and scheme that was used to attack black people and the African people and the African communities across the diaspora with biological and chemical warfare targeted at our people. It keeps on, and it talks about how in 1975, Senate investigation it revealed that the Special Operations Division supplied biological materials for several planned CIA attacks, none of which were successful. In 1960, the CIA made contact with the SO division. Sidney Gotelev carried a tube of toxin-laced toothpaste to Africa in a plot to kill Congolese leader Patrice Lumumba. But the CIA station chief balked and pitched the poisons into a river. A congressional investigation later revealed And we can only assume that that toxin was then drinking by one of our people, and they would later die because they have no regard. And these are the things that are happening and have been happening and continue to happen today out of this Army Research Institution in Fort Detrick. They talk about it. They talk about how if the work sounds sinister today, there were doubters at the time. A 1954 Army document says high-ranking officials, including a George W. Merck, and again, as Dr. Aleem in the beginning of this broadcast, he talked about the pharmaceutical company. So let's put these people on trial as well, including a George W. Merck, the pharmaceutical executive and top government advisor on biowarfare. He wanted to shut down the Special Operations Division out of the United States Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Disease at Fort Detrick because they considered it what they call un-American. Before Dietrich's rank and file rarely voiced such doubt. So they talk about how people wanted to shut it down because it was un-American, but it's funny that it's not un-American to go into Africa and do it. As we talked about how they have, when they banned them from doing it in Europe, they rarely ever banned anybody from doing anything in America, but they, these people, they go to Africa. They go to black nations, and they carry out these biological experiments and all kind of things. And now you even see that these people have worked along with different security agencies and agencies used to monitor and attack our people and our black organizations today, like the FBI and the CIA and the NSA. We implicate them as well. So since we have been doing this broadcast, we have implicated not only the nation, but the different corporate criminal enterprises and institutions of racist, savage, biological warfare targeted at our people. They talk about how they would, how, you know, if you attack someone with a gun or a bomb, it leaves no doubt that a deliberate attack has occurred. It leaves no doubt when you can investigate and see what happened, it leaves no doubt, right? But if someone is stricken with a sudden fatal illness or an epidemic slashes across a crowded city, there is no way of knowing whether anyone attacked, much less who. And that is why we pin them also in biological terrorism, because really there is no terror more lethal than something that is smaller that can be seen with the naked eye. But that was the key of the conclusion of the Pentagon's Committee on Biological War in the secret October 1948 report on covert biowarfare. But it ain't so damn covert anymore, because they are open, and as we heard, as Dr. Chala says, they are raw, naked beasts. And it has all come out. Fort Detrick, other divisions have biological tricks of their own. For instance, scientists talked about how they bred antibiotic-resistant bacteria to make standard to try to defend other biological attacks. But that is the explanation that they give to justify what they do. And, of course, we do not believe that at all. We know that they do these experiments, and in the majority of the time they do these experiments on our people. They test these biological weapons on our people, and they have been doing this. They've been doing this. It is global political warfare, and for Dietrich, your ass is guilty. People who will come and say that this information or what we're saying, you know, come, just let's be real. We know that these people are the devil. So would it be so false to believe that they have committed these crimes in the past and are committing these crimes today? And they talk so much about what one white man have done. That's the war. They're going back and forth amongst each other because the truth has come out. And they know that as a people, as great as we are and have such a great legacy and have such great power in our blood and such great resistance, being the original people of this earth, they know that we are rising and we are on the course of our continued rise, and we will take back what is rightfully ours and what has been taken from us with all this ethnic cleansing and genocide, these plots to continue to kill our people, the constant attack against those who stand up and defend themselves, like in the case of our brother Comrade Ozone, like in the case of brother Mumia Abu-Jamal, like in the case of many of those great freedom fighters who now find themselves in locked against their will as free black men and black women. Those like Michelle McGee, those who have stood in the face of oppression and battled this beast. It's not only just information coming off of the airwaves of this radio broadcast, it is from the heart of revolutionaries and freedom fighters who know that these things must be known. We also have to admit as a people what we must do to continue to support those who make the sacrifice, because we give too much credit to those who are in the suits, who come on lying to you, and just every now and then they're going to try to tickle and masturbate your mind and try to get some objective a lie across to you that you will vote and put them in position to get a paycheck, and they will profit from the death and destruction of the African communities that are carried out by America. They will not do a thing. They will not pick up a pen. They will not pick up a knife. And you know they're not going to pick up no gun in defense of our nation. So let's stop playing. And let's get straight down to it. Straight facts. There is an article printed, nonetheless, by Forbes. Again, May 24th of 2018, written by Evelina Ochair, by Dr. Evelina Ochair. It highlights a wicked scheme and plot that was carried out, the Herero and Nama genocide. The title is A Story of a Recognized Crime, Apologies Issued, and Silence Ever Since. It brings into the scope of reparations and one aspect, or at least one crime, one tragic reality that we have had to live with, that we continue to live with to this day. These same genocidal actions were not just carried out by the Germans, the Nazis, the Chinese, the Russians, all of them. The same crimes that they have carried out then, they continue to carry out today. These people are war criminals, because we are in a time of war, and they continue to commit criminal offenses against our people. They are war. They should be held to the highest standard of state, local, national, parish, city, zone, international law of all the lands. They're breaking every law now, and they've released this virus, and they're trying to force a lethal toxic cocktail and injection into the veins of our people that will totally murder any chance that we have dealing with any other virus that they put out amongst the people of this planet. So we know that this is not a time to be comfortable and complacent. It is a time that we must strategize and plan for the things that we will do to continue to defend ourselves against these people. The word genocide and its legal definition were written into the United Nations and all those different organizations after World War II. But we will not be fooled to believe that before 1945 that they were just these nice people who was just helping everybody. No, they were not. In fact, they were going around the world raping, pillaging, and plundering, and stealing, and killing, and taking African, great African warriors and kings and queens and princes and princesses and dukes and all of that, and taking them from their land and bringing them to lands that, of course, we had been there. We had been there and left. Some of us stayed. Some of us came back. Some of us just happened to come back so wickedly by the wicked assault and the forced human trafficking that is really, at this point, foolishly called the Atlantic slave trade. It is the Mafia. It is the epitome of the African Holocaust. So they cannot tell us another Holocaust. And expect for sympathy and empathy for those who have committed crimes against our people. And we're supposed to cry for theirs. And we don't even get time to cry for ours. By the time our tears have dried, there is another one of us taken out by this criminal enterprise. So we're not going to play with them on no information or words or terminology of a Holocaust. Has been this way from these people. And they still remain guilty today and are committing these crimes. Well, nonetheless, this legal definition that they give for genocide, the article reads how the Herero and Nama genocide is such an example of crimes that had happened long before this point of 1945. It took place between 1904 and 1908 in the occupied Southwest Africa. Currently, the territory is now what we call Namibia, a foreign colony. Now, we know that it was not a colony prior to the German coming there. We know that it was a territory that was free when the Belgian devils came out of the Congo, or came into the Congo, and they called it the Congo Free State. It was long free before then. In January 1904, the Herero people, led by Samuel Maharero, and the Nama people, led by Hendrik Witobi, rebelled against the German colonial occupation. Their rebellion stood no chance, in fact, because they used biological attacks that the Germans continue to do today. The rebellion stood, but it stood as a success in the greatness and the legacy of fighting. They fought them goddamn German devils to the bloody end. We know that what they would do, one of the German general Lothar von Trapper ordered that within German borders, every African with or without a gun, with or without cattle, be shot. That's his quote. That's what he said. They ain't got no gun killer. They got a gun killer. If it looks like a nigga killer, that is the same thing that they carry out today. Ain't no damn Nazis worse than the white man here in America, one of them more worse than the other. They are terrible. God damn it. With or without a gun, with or without cattle, shoot them down. Many were killed in combat as they fought. As they fought these goddamn devils out their land, including during what is called the Battle of Wattenberg. Others died of dehydration in the desert. Those in prison and concentration camps died of disease and exhaustion. They locked our people up in prisons and concentration camps as the Germans attacked. And these various methods were used to respond to all of the things that were happening, the annihilation of approximately 80% of the Herero and the Nama Empire was demolished for these goddamn devils. And still today, we see many post-traumatic phases and stages of post-traumatic oppression and slave syndrome that has been etched into the minds of our people. But those who fought in those great battles are those who still hold the capacity to do so. We are the children and great, great, great grandchildren of those who still hold the capacity to do so. So wickedly, though, in 2004, the German government formally recognized the colonial atrocities perpetuated in the colony that they had. You know, it wasn't a colony before they came. It was a territory land of Africans, and the crackers came, and the Africans started whipping the cracker ass, and of course they started using wicked, twisted, deceptive germ warfare against our people in that region. And in 2015, they made another apology, but it states here, as we know, there was a no talk of reparations. Reparations was ruled out. There was no talk at all, you know? And the fact that we can continue to find these atrocities, not only in Africa, some in 1904, in Africa today, the World Health Organization is on record admitting to releasing feces into the water of Haiti, causing a chloro outbreak. The World Health Organization, this is the same organization that has been giving advice to people on a virus that they, as far as we know, as far as we can even assume, most likely have something to do with the whole plot and scheme in itself. Why would they not have anything to do when they already released feces into the water of Haiti to cause a chloro outbreak, when they are already on record, the WHO going and also UN, so-called UN peacekeepers, going and injecting our people in Africa with these vaccines and killing them. So of course they're involved in all of them, all of the other, the Medical Research Institute of Infectious Disease, the Fort Detrick is involved, the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, they're involved, and we have put them on record and will continue to. So where is your information coming from? If it's not coming from us, where is it coming from? Because if it's coming from them, it's going to get you killed. We're giving life-saving, inspiring information, because the more that we know about all of this, the more we're able to defend ourselves. But we will honestly say at this point, we know enough to not trust these people at all. Shouldn't take much more, at least. Really, all that we should get, all that we're getting in the information that we get, we should be just continue to use it to defend ourselves. But it shouldn't be a convincing point for any of us. We should not have to beat nobody over the head, but in fact, we do, because we are suffering traumatically. We are suffering traumatically. There are those who experience accidents and those who go through things, those who go into the military and come back, those who are having traumatic experiences, can't sleep, those who are having traumatic experiences, having symptoms of things that they think back to the past of the murder that they have seen or been involved in. But it is different for us because it is the other way around. We are traumatized from the murders that have been committed against our people and continue to be committed against our people today. And although they have changed the type of weapon or changed the type of the way that they do or carry out their crimes, this is still the same criminal enterprise. It is a capitalist enterprise, and they are committing biological terrorism on black people across this planet. All people across this planet, but we're not speaking for all people. It's us. That's what we're talking about. And they target us. They didn't just target us in 2019. They didn't just target us like when they did with Noah. We've been going through this. To bring these things that have happened in the early 1900s to 18 to 17 to 16, yes, we must do this. We must. But we also have to understand that these things have not stopped. Although many of the systems may have seemed as though they have changed, but as Dr. Amos Wilson, our great ancestor, teaches us, you know, we got to look at the constant, family. We got to look at the constants. What has been the constant thing? And it has been a constant medical apartheid, which involves the medical experimentation of our people, the medical lynchings of our people. And we've identified this as being integrated into the public health systems of America through the American Medical Association as an institution, as well as many other institutions. Again, we talk about the pharmaceutical industry here in this nation. They have all carried out medical apartheid against our people. This medical apartheid is only an aspect of the larger crime. The crime is biological warfare. When you target somebody's DNA, when you're torturing people to see, like Dr. J. Marion Sims did with the vaginal speculum, when he took the Schumann's on, stuck it into black women and put it into the baby's head. When they would take, and these same doctors like Marion Sims would take a trepanation needle, which is a needle that they drive through the skull and crack through the skull, put it in your head, poke holes in your brain, because they say that the illness that you have needs to escape out from your damn head. And these crimes continue today. They continue today. They murder our children in these hospitals. They murder Dr. Ali Muhammad's son. And you've seen it. That's what makes it so tragic. God. Nobody did a fucking thing. They walked around that damn hospital in Florida, and nobody did anything. And they could have provided life-saving care to little baby Naeem, but they did not. They killed him. Like you heard me say it. 1904, 2021. If he got a gun, kill him. If he don't got a gun, kill him. If he got a car, don't got a car, kill him. Cattle, gun, they don't give a shit. As long as you're black, you're subject to this treatment. We've been subject to this treatment, but this is not how we wish to be treated. So we seek our own and have been seeking our own and have defined our own and have begun to develop our own, and we will defend our own. You just got to be on course along with the freedom fighters and not with those who continue to lie. They don't make no damn sacrifice to bring no truth. They make the sacrifice to continue to live a lie, and there are some Negroes who do the same, and they carry them along. Now, along with this medical apartheid, as we have identified through the 538 days of this broadcast and before that, this medical apartheid is also giving way to a wicked system of medical apartheid that is mutated, we'll use that word, in fact, it is mutated into a whole criminal complex wherein you have the essence of biological warfare in itself. And the different weapons that they use, in fact, they advertise these weapons as though they may be good for us. Look at the vaccine. They have advertised this, although it has been killing people, although it has been giving people virus and germ, they have promoted this as something that you need to save your life, and something that if by you taking it, you would also save someone else's life. But we have proven that they have forcefully vaccinated us in the past. They continue to do it today. They're attempting to do the same things, and they are injecting black people today with formaldehyde and mercury and baby fetuses and nanoscopic mechanic drones, nanoscopic mechanisms. I won't say drones, nanoscopic mechanisms, nanobots. This is really what's in the vaccine, right? And they're injecting this into people. People are being told that it's going to, well, they never told anybody it was going to cure anything. And there's no research or record or anything on the record, any kind of research has ever been done since these Jews have been killing black folks with these vaccines, killing black folks with the polio vaccine, killing black folks. Yeah, they Jews. That's not our fault they are. We didn't raise them. They call us black. That's what you are. You, in the political sense, okay, you may say you whatever. But you know what we mean. They've been the ones that have been doing this. And then they sit back and talk about a Holocaust. And they have been putting the Holocaust on us. And for 6 years, they go through something with their own people. And we're supposed to sympathize and empathize to continue to be murdered by these people. And they doctors come out and whistleblow with the same bloodline of those who went over into Africa back then and go over into Africa today with these vaccines. And they're doing it to us in this country right now. They have rolled mandates out. These mandates are not laws, but they are willing to force it even if they have to do it by gun. We are not fear-mongering. We're not doing none of that. This is proof. Evidence that they will use weapons, literal guns, to get their vaccine across. They've already begun to offer people money and beer and even joints, and offer people free car washes and donuts, and did I say beer, and offer people all kinds of crazy things. They are attacking the very nature of your being, what you value. What is your life? What do you value? If your value is $100 or a donut or a joint, then God damn it, you're dead already. We can't possibly think of ourselves like that. We can't possibly believe that. All that we have done, all that we are, all that we stand for is rooted in us. It's rooted in our blood. It is rooted in our DNA, our genome. And this is why they are trying to take it from you. They want to take you from you. They want to go into your genome, go into the part of you that is the genetic coding that links you to your ancestors. My God, y'all have to understand what these people are doing. The retrovirus attacks the single strand of the DNA. Then they bring the vaccine to get the whole thing. They're trying to steal your code, your body. I mean, they are attacking the very component of existence that what we are made up of. How is this not a crime? How can we ever believe that these people, when we can clearly identify what they're doing, we want to help our people? That is why there is a wedge, there is a line in the sand, whatever you want to say. There is a line that has been drawn, and the line is either you're going to worship this damn devil, or you're going to believe what we know to be true. We cannot trust these people, and the only solution is separation. Do you agree? You know, and if you don't agree, we still want to hear what you have to say. Press the number one. You just, because it is what it is. At this point, we're going to continue to give the information. We talked about last night. We also talked about it, or we hear Dr. Aline, he talked about it originally. We talk about, again, these different weapons and different forms of weapons that they use. And we talked about the 5G and how it's able to attack different aspects of the body. And again, it's attacking the DNA. And we look at this, family. I mean, they're doing it on the streets of America. So they're also doing it in the technology. Sure, this 5G, all of this is being rolled out like some new heralding technology advancement. So we get so fascinated by the white man's so-called technological advances, and it can only be, you can't, and not because you're a constant listener of this broadcast, we know that's why, but it's got to be because we are not clear, those of us that think that way, on all of the advancements that they have come from our advancements that they have not even begun to closely replicate in any way. They have only falsely bootlegged and imitated, but they have never replicated. They can never duplicate. And we get so up in arms about 5G. And when you find out what it is, do you pull away? See, these are the questions that the information presents the basis for, not just for us to just hear some information. Oh, that was some great information. Well, shit, I mean, this is stuff that is out. We're not kicking no damn library doors down. We're walking around with many computers in our hands. We're walking around. We are always surrounded by computers and 5G technology, but really they call it 5G, but it is dangerous microwave, low millimeter wave frequencies that attack the cell compounds, congeno. There's an article released. It's called We Have No Reason to Believe 5G is Safe. It was printed October 17th, 2019 by Joel Moskowitz. The latest cellular technology, 5G, will employ millimeter waves for the first time in addition to microwaves that have been in use for older cellular technology. They talk about 2G through 4G and how, given limited reach, 5G will require cell antennas every 100 to 200 meters, exposing many people to millimeter wave radiation. 5G also employs new technologies they call active antennas, capable of beam-forming phased arrays, massive multiple inputs and outputs, known as massive MIMO, which pose unique challenges for measuring exposures. Millimeter waves are mostly absorbed within a few millimeters of the human skin, as we talked about last night, but it also goes into the surface layers of the cornea. So we see that it goes not only into the skin, but the eye, and short-term exposure can have adverse psychological effects in the peripheral nervous system, in the immune system, and the cardiovascular system. So again, we're seeing that along with a biological weapon that has been released months before the biological weapon was released, maybe more than months before, we've seen the 5G begin to roll out on the Sprint commercials, the Motorola commercials, the AT&T commercials, the Xbox commercials, the Microsoft, the Sony, all these people, they're going to profit off of releasing, and they are profiting right now because some of us got 5G phones in our hands listening to the show right now. We need to understand that we live in this society, and this society, like they're doing with this vaccine, has made it almost a clear disadvantage in many ways if our people are not transed out to not do something which is killing you while you're doing it. That is manipulation of the mind, and it is like Dr. Abdul-Aleem Muhammad said, it is a trance, it is a fantasy that is played on our people, but the fantasy is real. And these things that they do are actually affecting our health and bring health risks. The research suggests that long-term exposures may pose health risks to the skin, and again, as I talked about last night, the melanin in the skin, the eyes, and can also cause a problem where you can lose melanin also in the eye. And Tess, so since 5G is a new technology, However, they have considerable evidence about the harmful effects of 2G and 3G. So that shows you that long before the 5G, now the one of the differences they talk about, family, is the fact that the 5G goes directly through, whereas the 3G and 2G go around. But either way that you look at it, you know, the system, the practice of it, the practice of it is wicked. They know that it's wicked. The FCC, who controls these things, they know that it's wicked. You know, it's so crazy because, you know, it's the same as with this vaccine. It's the same as with the vaccine. They know that it's killing people. You know, they know that. But they are advertising. They are pushing it. They have the propaganda as if it's going to bring some type of hope or some type of cure, when it's not. And even so, they created the virus. They created the germ. They are the germ. So why would they want to stop something that they have released? And if they wanted to, thing back in a damn jar and bury it. We have them on record purposely doing it. We just read. Purposely, they say they put the damn anthrax in the light fixtures in the New York subway. And now there are people, this is proof. And none of these people have been arrested. And they are allowed to continue to operate in America today. And they are involved in this COVID-19 and the vaccine forced inoculation campaign. These are criminals. It's a criminal enterprise. It is a terrorist mafia. These people that are lying, and if we are foolish enough to listen to them and carry out the things that they are suggesting and making false statements to try to weed the people into being murdered in this nation, if not by their pigs or by their peoples, by their doctors and their medical system, from every angle, there are attacks being launched at us. And the clear understanding then is, with all this information, that we have the ability to defend ourselves from all of this, as long as we understand clearly. Ain't no, you know, we got to get straight to it. The fall of America. It's the fall. It's not the going back to normal, because if you believe that America was ever normal, that's a problem in itself. This is the fall of America. As you see everything going on in Afghanistan, everything going on between Russia and China and all the other nations, everybody's talking. What are they talking about? They're talking about the fall of America. Now, we're talking about the rise of the black nation. But as this, our nation continues to rise, in fact, there must be a fall, and it is happening right in front of our very eyes. In the book, The Fall of America, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad talks about the decline of the dollar. He talks about one of the most recognizable evidence that this nation is coming to an end. He reads in The Fall of America, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in chapter 20, page 87, he says, one of the greatest powers of America was her dollar. The loss of such power will bring any nation to weakness, for this is the media of exchange between nations. The English pound and the American dollar have been the power and beckoning light of the two nations. But when the world went off the gold and silver standard, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. The pound has lost 50% of its value, and we know that to be more today. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad continues on to say that the America's dollar has lost everything now as power backing for her currency, which was once backed by gold. For every 5 note and up, all of her currency was backed by silver. From $1 note and up. But today, the currency of America is not backed by any sound value, silver or gold. The note today, the note today is something that the government declares that they will give you the value in return, but does not name what the value is. And again, we have seen that this dollar, this American dollar, as we read The Fall of America by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he talks about chapter 20, the decline of the dollar being a clear sign of the fall of America. We look into it, then he says again, he continues on, he says that the picture shows the cause of her falls. speaking of America, number one, she has become the habitation of devil. And being the habitation of devils makes her a haven for every people that love the work and the doings of evil. And this dollar has backed that evil up. We talked about it when we had our Thursday night broadcast last week. Join us every Thursday here on New Black Panther Party Radio. And we'll be joined by our great comrade, Brother Eugene Topper, of ETC Logistics, his logistics company, great Pan-African brother, also representing the New African Network. We do a Thursday night Pan-African business broadcast where we take time to focus in on the continent and really everywhere and all the African communities across the diaspora and look into what we have to do to make sure that we keep our Pan-Africanist narrative and continue to work across the seas. So we have our brother on, and last week we talked about, you know, similar. He talked about the currency and, you know, what is currency in Africa and all these things. And we went and we talked about, you know, how America, you're looking at the fall of the American dollar and what other nations have been doing in defense of that. So keeping that same energy, we look into, I talked about it, but just to give a little more clarity on it, we talked about looking at it. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said it in his book. You know, there was an article printed that talks about the, you know, the collapse of what's called the petrodollar. But we know these systems because these systems are based on the resources that were stolen from Africa. When there was gold to trade or to get into a note of the dollar, that gold was taken from Africa. You know, and we have to understand criminal settler colonialism because that's what that is. You know what I'm saying? You colonize the area. The money that they took from the resources that we tilled the resources, we mined the resources, we picked the cotton. It was on our land, and we didn't get the benefit. We don't reap the rewards of the benefit still to this day. Those rewards were not given to our people. In fact, everything incurred by these nations are the European criminal settler colonial nations. It was used to fund a global criminal enterprise of collective imperialism, as we learn in the great Kwame Nkrumah's book, The Handbook of Revolutionary Warfare. And he talks about it, collective imperialism, and how they took these different systems and used the resources that they took from the genocide and crimes, the genocide and ethnic cleansing that's been put on us, took those resources, and now they have this global criminal mafia. There's these different capitalist enterprises that have used and continue to this day, they continue to use African lives to conduct their ritual, so-called scientific research, to continue to produce all of the wars that they want to produce. They have made it. It is their system to kill Africans to achieve whatever goal they set forth to do. They say it in their history books. We know it because we know by the way that we are treated today. We know by the way that we are forced to live in this nation. And we know because we are freedom fighters and militants and being always engaged in the war for the hearts and minds of our people. It is very clear to see that this assault on our nation that has continued on to this day, it is based on America and these capitalist nations around the world to continue their criminal enterprise. And we have been the ones that the crimes have been committed against. This article talks about how in the final days of World War II, we keep hearing World War II come up when we talk about, you know, capitalist enterprise and things of that nature, you know, and we want to connect this, to biological warfare. The fall of the dollar is connected to biological warfare. You know, when you look at the systems, where they started and what these people have been doing and led, you know, because what comes with criminal settler colonialism is what comes with medical experimentation. You know, when you have a people on a plantation like we were, or in these slave camps. I mean, we did the plantation, but they were slave camps where we were forced to work for free from sun up to sundown, like the prison industrial complex today. All right. So they take the profit like they do today. Microsoft takes the profit, turns the profit. Profit is then released into 5G. But on both ends, there is murder, as we just read with the 5G technology. It doesn't matter what corporation you look at. a makeup corporation. The shit in the makeup is tearing your skin up. So where you want to go with it? No matter where you go, every corporation, unless it is a black corporation, of course, that has, you know, that's with us, but let's be honest. This criminal enterprise on both ends, it is murder, profit, and murder. Continuous system of social economic exploitation, and it's happening right in front of our very eyes. And when we go and we look at the fall and decline of the dollar, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad talk about, we look at the final days of World War II and how 44 leaders from all over different nations met in Bretton Woods, New Hampshire, in an effort to create a new global economic order, which much of the global economy was decimated by war. So they went to war. The war tore up the European nations. After the World War II, you start to see America and Europe, especially Britain with the pound, they start to come up into this prominence, but only because they were killing Africans at the same time that the World War II is happening, at the same time that the Bretton Woods Conference is happening. There is an assault on Africa like there is today, and the assault was worse during that time because there needed to be more resources to conduct war. By the 1960s, the weight of the system upon the United States became unbearable on August 15, 1971. Richard Nixon's racist, white ass shocked the global economy, the article said, when he officially ended the international convertibility from the U.S. dollar into gold, thereby bringing an official end to the Bretton Woods arrangement. So, family, what comes after the Bretton Woods arrangement? As we look into this, as we read in the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad's book, The Fall of America, and he talks about the decline in the dollar. So let's look into it. Well, 2 years later, let's go back. What happened at the end of the Bretton Woods Conference? 2 years later, in an effort to maintain global demand, the article says the U.S. dollar, another system was created called the petrodollar. So this is important because we're bringing it right back to the beginning of the broadcast. We talked about what's going on in Afghanistan. We're always going to bring it back. This is where you see all of the turmoil and the hell in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, even Venezuela. We're going to show you. Now, under this new arrangement, any country that sought to purchase oil from Saudi Arabia would be required to first exchange their own national currency in the U.S. dollar, the wicked blood money of the white men, in exchange for Saudi Arabia's willingness to denominate their oil sales exclusively in dollars. The United States offered weapons and protection of their oil fields from neighboring nations. So the petrodollar system, or more simply known as oil for dollar system, created an immediate artificial demand for the U.S. dollar around the world. And of course, as global oil demand increased, so did the demand for the U.S. dollar. And that is where you see this what they call the debt ceiling. This is where you get all of these wicked banks and corporations and international monetary funds. Now, today, several countries have attempted to move away or have already moved away. And what we're seeing every day is that it's looking like everybody has moved away from the dollar, even America. But they're not going to say it flat out, right out. You go from the Bretton Woods Conference, then you go to but of course you had the green buck, you had a lot of other systems of currency. Now, the value of the currency, when it had value, it came under came from the destruction and the murder of African people. Those resources that they were giving people for the dollar were resources they stole from us. Now, today, the money is backed by something. It is rooted in the oil of the OPEC nations, these member nations who are working to try to even out the oil prices and things of this nature. They talk about how you have moving out of this system of money for gold, and you move into the system now, which has come to an end. And not only is it come to an end, but the end is so violent, because where did that oil come from? Saudi Arabia. Who are the original people of Saudi Arabia? Honest. Who are the original people of these lands? And how long? Because they have been doing this. They went into these nations. And along with Saudi Arabia, along with Israel, all of them is involved in it. The United Nations Monetary and Financial Conference, more commonly known as the Bretton Woods Conference, we know was held during the 1940s after World War II. That's when they went off the gold standard. During the 3-week conference, two international bodies were established, and this is important: the International Bank of Reconstruction and Development, the IBRD, later known and more known today as the World Bank. Right, this bank is coming into existence again off of the robbing, the theft, the murder, the genocide, the ethnic cleansing of black people in these areas that they call the so-called Middle East, who were murdered and slaughtered for that oil, which they have used to exchange currency with the rest of the world. So if you want oil, you got to get it in dollars. And now that people have made different agreements, so where that is not the case, America has attacked each and every one of those nations, including Iran, Syria, Afghanistan, Venezuela, Iraq, and North Korea. But they will make you believe that that's your enemy. But all these people are our enemies. It's not some of them in America's our friend, or some of them is cool and we just don't mess around with this devil. All of them are guilty. Every last one of them. With the collapse of the American dollar, and the collapse of the fall of everything, we see that they have always done this. They have always recruited. See, they recruit wicked people into their plots, like Dr. Anthony Fauci. That's their guy, the National Institute of Health. That's their lead expert at the National Institute of Health. He ain't just get on the job, Joe Biden. That was their guy. That was their lead expert in Iraq and Afghanistan. That was the number one cracker they would call. What's going on in Afghanistan? Let's see who sent it to Joe Biden. Every time. Now they all going after him because they said he didn't pull out the right way when they shouldn't even been there to begin with, right? But in fact, they went into the high schools, they went into the elementary schools, and for the last 20 years, they have sent our people over there. And some of us have encouraged it, but war after war after war after war after war that we have fought for these people, we have come back here to face another war, a brutal assault on our children. They will kill us in army uniform. They don't care. They don't love you. They never will. Why should we fight in their war? Many are coming back here. What's to kill? They will look for an occupation that allows them to do so with impunity to the law. You can only think of a few. Being a pig or being a pig. Ain't too many. Or you can just, you know, be white. But even these damn niggas who go and work along with them, they kill black folks too. So we can clearly see that on no level of what is happening can it not be tied back into the fall of this nation. We have to realize our great excellence then at this point. Because if all of this is happening and we just can't do nothing about it, then what the hell is the point? So that's not the case. It's not the case. We do not have to take their vaccine. We do not have to go abide by no damn mandates. See, this is why we must have our own nation. This is why we must have separation. This is why, because we don't have to worry about a forced vaccination when we control our own medical institutes and our own health and human services. We must work alone as a people to develop these things. I mean, we say to all of our people, we all have the ability to gather information and to deliver information to the people. We all have the ability to do that. We all have the ability to tell the truth. And in fact, by telling the truth, you save more lives. But the first life we must save is our own. We must continue to wear our mask, continue to wear our gloves, continue to take the Paxlovid. Dr. Aline made a statement the other day that is on his website. There may be a back order coming up because there was a boat. There's a boat offshore. And the plastic caps that go to the top of the bottle weren't going to come in until the end of August. So he says there may be a backlog, a back order on his website. So he was giving that announcement. I didn't want to forget that. But, you know, family, look, You know, we've given many solutions, not just the Paxamune. We've also talked about the different herbs and the different things that grow naturally around us and things that we can grow for ourselves so we don't even have to deal with these people, right? Even if you order the things, right? Elderberry and burdock root and golden seal and ginger and eucalyptus and things that naturally work to optimize the immune system. I mean, we have the clear ability based on how we have, you know, defined what is medicine really throughout time. And again, everything that you see, it's nothing new under the sun but the cracker. These folks, you know, it's us. We hold the keys to our own salvation. It's not these people. They can do nothing for us at this point but cause more hell and more destruction, right? We must focus in on ourselves. We must focus in on our self-preservation and continue to defend ourselves against this wicked devil. We must be honest. We must tell the truth and get down straight to the information. We got to have to get the information like it is and face real clear facts in the days of the apocalypse. Doesn't mean that the world is going to shatter and fall out of the sky. Doesn't mean the clouds are going to hit the ground or the oceans is going to overflow. That ain't what it means. The oceans is overflowing because they've been messing with the damn air and atmosphere. We talked about how they manipulate the ionosphere last night through the chemtrails. So if anything is happening out of the ordinary, it is because it is out of the ordinary. And some wicked scientist, a devil, or some damn criminal that is part of these criminal nations that have continued ethnic cleansing and genocide against our people, they have something to do with it. We must continue to support those who support us. We should stand up, Comrade Ozone, in the face of all the oppression that we have faced, to stand up for those who stand up for us, continue to push our people to do what they can to support our brother by going to WeStandWithOzone.com and sending a donation. Help the brother out. Let's help ourselves out. Why don't we get together in our communities and create funds and economic structure amongst ourselves? And if we're already doing it, which we know that we are, in fact, because we know, we believe in ourselves to know that there's black people all over this nation who are not waiting for somebody to tell them something or waiting for, they're taking control and taking charge of their posts. For those of us who is coming in late, on a late train, don't be like Johnny Come Lately. Don't be like the caveman. Let's be right on time. There's so much going on in the world. We have nothing to fear, but we got to know what's happening. And we got to tell the truth about it. We got to hear it the way that we know. We cannot continue to let these people lie, and we must protect our children. Do not let them inject this into our children, as we talked last night about how the Biden administration is moving to another mandate, which is not a law, but another mandate to inoculate, force vaccinate children under 12 years old. You see? So these are things that we have to be mindful of. We have to be mindful of this. It's very key. It's very important, family. We protect our children. Keep them away from these damn house. Keep them away from these damn people. They're murderers. You know, the same thing that we talking about using to heal the adults is the same thing we talking about to use to heal the babies. The Paxamune can be used for the babies. The herbs can be used for the babies. Why would they have to mandate for children under 12? Why wasn't it okay for children under 12 to use it before? You just ask yourself that. Just ask yourself that. You didn't put the Paxamune. Children can take Paxamune. Children, you know, children can take herbs, elderberry. Why was it not okay then, and now all of a sudden it's okay? See, this is what we're talking about. It's not okay either way. Either way. If the child is under 12 or over 12. It's still a toxic, poison, lethal cocktail. But these are the games that they play. So we have to be mindful. We can't let them confuse us and wrap us up. As we played a clip of Asada Shakur, she talks about how we can't have a distorted reality of what we're dealing with. We got to face it head on. And thank you for continuing to listen to New Black Panther Party Radio every night. All these things that we presented, you can always go back and look at them yourself. You can listen to this broadcast again by going to blogtalkradio.com/the New Black Panther Party. You can listen to this broadcast every night at that same link or call in and participate, 718-664-6398. Join the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, NBPP.org. 5 minutes left on this broadcast. We definitely want to hear from the people. Let's see what you have to say tonight, people, as we close out. We talked about the wicked, deceptive criminal institution at Fort Detrick that continues to come up in the media. We done put their ass on blast. We continue to uncover these lies and deception and all of these things. We're not blowing no whistles. You know what I'm saying? We're not playing. It's not no game. You know what I'm saying? They call it white folks whistleblowers. We ain't blowing no whistles because we didn't have nothing to do with the game. So we not know. We are telling the truth about how the white man is the devil. And if you didn't know, And if every night is not enough proof, then, man, some of us is in bad shape. But it's all right, you know, because we're still so great. Even in that, we understand our value. We're so great and so worth it that we can come out of the worst positions. We just have to seriously take time and zero in on our spiritual, cultural, and political consciousness and work harder every day to develop systems of self-defense, self-preservation, and self-reliance. You can continue to listen to New Black Panther Party Radio. We'll let you know. You'll hear fear reports from across the nation. You'll hear people come on here, great speakers and great warriors, scholars, and those who are great in our black nation. We bring them on. You'll hear from our national chairwoman. You'll hear from people who come on to this broadcast, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, our great brothers and sisters. Every night, we're going to bring you the truth. We're going to bring you this strong information, but we're telling you, go back and look at it. Don't take our word for it. But we tell you this, you can take our word for it or not. The white man is the devil, and we are the original people of the earth, and we have the power to heal ourselves, and we will win. We will have our liberation by any means necessary. Visit the New Black Panther Party's national website, nbpp.org. Black power, family.
I'm Asada Shakur. The first time I heard a tape of one of Mamiya's radio broadcasts, it was the first time I fully understood why the United States government was so intent on putting him to death. I make a special appeal to you, sisters and brothers, to fight tooth and nail to save Mamiya's life and to free him from the grips of his oppressors. As you honor our forefathers and foremothers, I urge you to honor our living heroes. When you honor the names of Nat Turner, Harriet Tubman, and Malcolm X, I urge you to honor the names of Geronimo Gijaga, Sundiata Okoli, Mutulu Shakur, and Mumia Abu-Jamal. I urge you not to forget and not to betray our living heroes. If we ignore their struggle, we are ignoring our own. If we betray our living history, then we are betraying ourselves. We could not save Malcolm X, but we can save Mamiya. We can save him, and we must save him, because we love our brother.
Divided as well.
Right.
A nigger Republican and a nigger Democrat. Right. Nigger Republicans don't get along with nigger Democrats.
Right.
And nigger Democrats don't get along with nigger Republicans.
Right.
Economics keeps us divided.
Right.
Socialism, communism, capitalism, right. Imperialism, expansionism, globalism, right. Globalization. There's so many ways to divide us.
Right.
in self-defense and fight for your freedom and independence and take your God and your gun. Your God and your gun to fight this cracker. You say, well, no, it's really economics. Economics. For food, I can say to you, if you got a dollar, the white man got a bigger dollar.
That's right.
He prints the dollar.
That's right.
He got the machine for the dollar.
That's right.
Huh?
That's
some
right.
of you say, well, it's education.
Mm.
Education is going to get us free.
That's
not
right.
the gun.
That's
we need
saying.
To study. We need more books. We need education. Well, if you got a book, fool, the white man got a bigger book.
That's right.
The white man makes the book. The white man prints the book. Every little weak excuse you come up with, the white man is in control. But when you are a revolutionary, when you are a guerrilla, when you are one who understands that your enemy has the upper hand, but you use whatever your enemy has, like David did a slingshot, and once he struck Goliath in the head, then he took Goliath's own weapon and chopped his damn head off with it. Don't be afraid of the white man's gun.
Right.
Don't be afraid of the white man's newspaper, his magazine. Don't be afraid of the white man's news cameras. Use them in a revolutionary way.
Right.
Don't be a fool, but use them in a revolutionary manner. We must have proper propaganda. We must be able to get our message out. We must be able to get our program and our platform out to the masses of our people who otherwise are not here today within these four walls, and many don't even know we met here today. So we must seize the time, whatever the time presents itself or avails itself,
right.
that we can get this message to the masses of our people, and the movement will grow because their knowledge of our struggle will grow.
You say you go to church?
You say you believe in the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible say before Moses could lead his people to the promised land, they had to go through the Red Sea.
That's right.
You thinking they crossed some water, waded through a puddle, stepped over a pond, and they could swim a little bit. That's not what the hell the book is talking about. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad say the Red Sea represents war, bloodshed, and revolution.
That's right.
War, bloodshed, and revolution. Before you can get to the promised land, you got to go through war, bloodshed, and revolution. Revolution is the solution.
All right.
Whatever you are, be a revolutionary.
That's right.
I don't give a damn what you are. Be a revolutionary.
Right.
You're a teacher. I teach. I'm an educator. Well, that's fine. We need some nigga educators. And we need some black ones, too.
That's right.
You're an educator. Be a revolutionary educator. Teach revolution in the classroom. Take the subject matter of the curriculum and teach revolution with that subject matter. You say, well, I'm a doctor. Well, I'm a lawyer. Be a revolutionary lawyer.
Right.
Be a revolutionary doctor.
All right.
Be a revolutionary at whatever you do.
That's right.
You hip hop? Huh?
Yeah.
You rap? Be a revolutionary rapper.
Yeah.
Bust revolutionary rhymes.
Right.
That will uplift your people. You got them wearing their pants down halfway across the crack of their behind.
Right, right.
You got them showing their bras pulled way up here. You got them looking like damn fools all over the place. You got that kind of influence. You are holding up the damn revolution. If you got that kind of influence, put revolution on the minds of your people. Be a revolutionary rapper. Whatever you do, be a revolutionary. You say, I'm just a mother. You're not just a mother. You hold the future of the revolution in your arms. You hold the future of the revolution of your people close to your breast, close to your bosom. Be a revolutionary mother. Put revolutionary thoughts and ideas whispered in the ear of your baby. Sing revolutionary lullabies to your baby. Let your baby go to sleep under the tune of a revolutionary croon. That's a revolutionary mother. You a father? Be a revolutionary father. Help bring your children up and father along the way and further along the way.